It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are you learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
So, we're finishing up our theme week on weird roadside attractions. Yesterday, we talked about the Coral Castle, and today we're talking about the Corn Palace.
The
world's only Corn Palace.
So, the Coral Castle was not built out of coral.
Correct.
The misnomer. How about the Corn Castle, made
out of corn?
Corn Palace.
Does have corn on it. It's not like made from corn, but there is corn on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is located in Mitchell, South Dakota, and it's a multi-purpose arena and facility today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The building is decorated with crop art.
Crop art?
Crop art.
Okay.
The Corn Palace is decorated every year with 7 murals made from corn and other grains, and a new design goes up every year. In the late 19th century, a number of cities on the Great Plains constructed so-called crop palaces to promote themselves and their products. From 1887 to 1930, there were at least 34 corn palaces built across the Midwest United States, but only the Mitchell Corn Palace in South Dakota has remained intact.
Did the rest get turned into shopping malls and things like that?
I assume so.
And now vacant, yeah. Probably?
Probably, yeah. So community leaders in Mitchell, South Dakota, wanted to show that their town was the perfect spot to resettle and maybe even open a business.
Perfect.
They decided what they needed was a gimmick. Something that would grab headlines and spread the word that Mitchell was the place to be.
What we need is a gimmick.
Yeah. So they came up with the idea of having a fall harvest festival.
Okay.
And in 1892, the public was invited to celebrate the agricultural prosperity of the area by visiting a temporary corn palace with the exterior decorated using native grasses and grains.
Okay.
So that was the first. It was built for this fall festival. Yeah. After a couple of iterations, the now permanent world's only corn palace has stood tall in Mitchell since 1921, and they still continue the tradition of the festival with the annual Corn Palace Festival held in late August every year.
Wow.
Yes. So the exterior corn murals are replaced and redesigned each year with a new theme with designs created by local artists. 12 naturally occurring shades of corn are grown by local farmers to create the artwork. Artist drawings are transferred to black tar paper labeled with codes corresponding to colors, providing a corn by numbers pattern.
That's great.
Yeah, showing where each colored cob should be nailed.
Yeah.
Corn cobs are split in two lengthwise and then nailed to the exterior of the building using approximately 1.5 million nails and 325,000 ears of corn. You nail the corn right up to the building.
That sounds so tedious.
And as of 2018, it cost an estimated $175,000 each time the palace is redecorated.
Well, how many murals you say?
Seven.
That's
They're big murals.
That's a lot of nails.
That's a lot of corn.
Yeah, it is a lot of corn.
Almost every year, the murals are taken down in August and created by October 1st. Past themes have included Salute to Rodeo, Mother Goose Rhymes, and Everyday Heroes, but Rock of Ages, complete with corn artwork of Elvis Presley and Willie Nelson, proved to be particularly popular in 2016.
I have to say, I Googled this before you started doing it, and I came across a picture of Bob Barker and the Price is Right wheel that was made out of corn.
Right. I don't know what the theme was that year, but yeah. Last year's theme was Famous South Dakotans.
Oh.
Was there a lot to choose from? I'm not sure.
They had seven murals they had to fill with
seven,
that?
Wow, that's... Yeah.
And they did all seven, huh?
That wasn't the Bob Barker. He wasn't from South Dakota, was he?
I have no idea where Bob Barker's from.
Maybe. Anyways, this year's theme is Wonders of the World.
Oh.
Yes.
We'll have to stop by and see that.
So the Corn Palace also serves the community as a venue for concerts, sports events, exhibits, and other community events. Each year, the Corn Palace is celebrated with the Corn Palace Festival. Historically, it was held at harvest time in September, but recently it's been held at the end of August. Other popular annual events include the Corn Palace Stampede Rodeo in July, and the Corn Palace Polka Festival in September.
That's a good one.
Also home to the Dakota Wesleyan University Tigers and the Mitchell High School Colonels basketball teams.
The Colonels.
So they play high school and college basketball also at the Corn Palace.
They're all in
the
with
Colonels
the Colonels. With the corn theme.
Corn Palace, yes. Now, the Corn Palace is a very popular tourist destination visited by up to 500,000 people every year. The Corn Palace has hosted plenty of famous visitors, too. The guy who sculpted the Mount Rushmore, he revealed his plans during a 1925 celebration at the Corn Palace.
Okay, that's big.
And also before they became president, William Howard Taft, Herbert Hoover, and Barack Obama all made appearances
at the Corn Palace.
Yes.
Well, I looked up Bob Barker was born in Darrington, Washington. So, no,
okay,
he's not from...
Okay, so must have been a different theme.
I'm curious what the theme was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it?
That is it.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Corn Palace, did you, Sarah?
I did. So, like I said, they have this big Corn Palace festival every year.
Yeah.
And this year,
yeah,
Bret Michaels is playing the Corn Palace at the Corn Palace Festival this
kidding
year.
Me.
So I thought we would play a song by his band Poison. So we're going to play Nothing But a Good Time.
Let's do it.
At the Corn Palace.
Catch Brett at the Corn Palace this summer. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Poison on Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Nothing But a Good Time. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Corn Palace.
Indeed.
The world's only Corn Palace. And Bret Michaels will be playing the Corn Palace Festival coming up in August.
Grab a flight to South Dakota. You
so
too
if you want to see Bret Michaels,
on
there you
stage.
Go.
Corn Palace. Don't miss it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, ready, go.
All right. These seven murals on the outside of the Corn Palace are made with 325,000 ears of corn.
And it costs around $175,000 each time the Corn Palace is redecorated.
And more than 500,000 people visit the Corn Palace every year.
And not one of them is disappointed. Not one.
I'm sure.
They love the Corn Palace.
Ooh, who wouldn't?
Folks want to learn more about the Corn Palace. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day we do it live on the radio, and we stream it live on Facebook at 410. Plus, you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel. You'll see the videos there. You can learn so much about so many things at your convenience. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's it. Wraps up the week. Weird roadside attractions, Uniroyal Giant Tire in Detroit.
Yep.
We've got a chandelier tree. That was Northern
California.
Cali. Yep. We've got the Pez Visitor Center in
Connecticut.
The Coral Castle in
Florida.
And then finally up to South Dakota for the Corn Palace.
All over the place.
Did you intentionally spread them out all over the country?
Yeah.
Well, look at you. Aren't you just... So whichever direction you're going, you've got to stop.
Yes, absolutely.
Does Canada have these kind of things?
You know, I was thinking about that, too. Do other countries have all these, like, weird little things like this? I don't know.
I don't know either. I've driven some roads in Canada. They all
seem
boring.
Like it,
I don't
see
many stops.
Maybe they can learn a thing or two.
Tim Hortons. A lot of those.
A lot of Tim Hortons, yeah.
All right. You back on Monday. Fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
4:10. Looking forward to have a good weekend, Sarah.
You too.
And congratulations. Enjoy the graduation tonight.
Oh, yes.
Depeche Mode on the way, Stevie Wonder and more on Legends 102.7.